Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5MinuteMysteries.com, where every week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5MinuteMysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 26, The Mystery of the Amber Room. The Amber Room is one of history's most fascinating mysteries, a masterpiece of craftsmanship that disappeared without a trace during the chaos of the Second World War. Once considered the eighth wonder of the world, the room was an extravagant work of art made entirely from amber panels, gold leaf, and intricate mirrors, creating an opulent and mesmerizing spectacle. Its fate remains unknown, sparking decades of speculation, treasure hunts, and theories ranging from its destruction to its hidden preservation in a secret location. The origins of the Amber Room date back to the early 18th century, when it was originally constructed in Prussia. Commissioned by Frederick I of Prussia and designed by the sculptor Andreas Schluter, the room was created by Danish craftsman Gottfried Wolfram and later refined by amber masters from Danzig. The panels were installed in the Charlottenburg Palace before being gifted to Peter the Great of Russia in 1716 as part of an alliance between the two nations. This generous gift impressed the Russian ruler, who had the Amber Room transported to the Catherine Palace in Tsarskoye Selo, near St. Petersburg. Over the years, the room was expanded and enhanced, becoming a symbol of Russian opulence and cultural pride. For over two centuries, the Amber Room stood as one of Russia's most treasured artworks, drawing admiration from visitors around the world. However, its fate took a dramatic turn during the Second World War. In 1941, as German forces advanced into Soviet territory during Operation Barbarossa, curators at the Catherine Palace attempted to protect the Amber Room by covering it with wallpaper in an effort to conceal it. This measure proved futile as the German forces were well aware of its location and value. The room was dismantled by Nazi troops and transported to Königsberg Castle in East Prussia, where it was put on display under the supervision of Erich Koch, the local Nazi leader. As the war turned against Germany and Allied forces approached, Königsberg became a target of heavy bombing by British and Soviet forces. By 1945, much of the city lay in ruins, and Königsberg Castle suffered severe damage. This is where the trail of the Amber Room goes cold. Some reports suggest that the panels were loaded onto a ship in a last-ditch attempt to move them before the Soviet Red Army arrived, but no confirmed sighting of the Amber Room has ever been made since. Theories about the room's fate abound. Some historians believe that it was destroyed in the bombings that ravaged Königsberg, either by fire or collapse. If that were the case, the extreme heat could have melted and incinerated the amber, leaving no trace behind. Others, however, argue that such a valuable artifact would not have been left to chance and that German officials likely ordered its evacuation before the city fell. Rumours persist that it was hidden in underground bunkers, secret vaults, or even sunken in the Baltic Sea aboard a doomed vessel. Over the years, numerous treasure hunters, historians, and government agencies have searched for the lost Amber Room. Several expeditions have explored former Nazi hideouts, abandoned mines, and subterranean tunnels in Germany, Poland, and Russia, but none have yielded definitive proof of its whereabouts. In 1997, a small piece of the room's decorations surfaced in Germany, recovered from the family of a former soldier who had served in Königsberg. This discovery fueled hope that at least some of the Amber Room's panels may have survived and been taken as war loot by individual soldiers rather than being completely destroyed. While its true fate remains unknown, efforts to recreate the Amber Room have been successful. In 1979, Russian craftsmen embarked on a decades-long project to replicate the room using historical photographs and documents. The reconstructed Amber Room was unveiled in 2003 at the Catherine Palace, marking the 300th anniversary of St. Petersburg. This painstaking reconstruction allowed visitors to experience the splendour of the original room, even if its historic counterpart remains lost to time. The mystery of the Amber Room endures, fueled by new theories and occasional claims of discovery. Some believe that hidden documents or testimonies may one day reveal its location, while others suspect that the room was deliberately destroyed to prevent it from falling into enemy hands. the possibility that it lies buried in an undiscovered bunker or hidden in the archives of a secret collector continues to inspire both professional and amateur investigators. What remains certain is that the Amber Room was one of the greatest artistic achievements of its time, a symbol of European craftsmanship and cultural exchange. Its disappearance remains one of history's most tantalizing unsolved cases, ensuring that the legend of the Amber Room will continue to captivate historians, treasure hunters, and enthusiasts for generations to come. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.